Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix. 短短几分钟，让不同段位的你掌握最新、最地道的英文谈资。听了这么久酒馆的节目，你还不知道酒馆也有自己的铺子吧？酒馆铺子是酒馆旗下专业的零售分支。来微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，新人进店，注册会员即可领取20元消费券，老会员拉新下单更有现金红包。加入酒馆铺子，成为酒馆分销员，下单返利，自购更省钱。来微信小程序酒馆铺子，进店咨询客服，与酒馆共筑美好生活。我们在酒馆等你。In today's buzzword mix, our buzzword is grit. G-R-I-T. I'm sure many of you have read articles about how kids are allowed to roam free, do whatever they want in the West, and they really aren't put under that much pressure as the kids in China.
相信很多人都读过那种西方快乐教育的文章，并且十分羡慕。但今天的 Buzzword 里，露露就想和你分享一个在近些年来英语国家也逐渐开始认同的一个教育理念，叫做 Grit 教育。我看过有把它翻译成坚毅教育或者坚韧教育的。
Now, have you ever wondered what makes someone a good student, a good athlete, or a good leader? Why do some people accomplish their goals?While others fail, what makes the difference?
你有没有想过，不管在哪个领域，不管在多大或者多小的环境里，为什么有人成功，有人失败？
Usually we answer these questions by talking about the talent of top performers. We say, they're very gifted, they're very talented. But we all know there's more to the story than that.
我们也都知道，能成功绝对不只靠天赋。
Now some research seem to arguethat what makes a bigger impact than talent or intelligence is mental toughness. Mental toughness, or grit, as they call it, plays a more important role than anything else for achieving your goals in health, business, and life in general.
于是很多最近的研究就得出这样的一个结论，就说 grit, 或者叫 mental toughness, 你这个人精神的这种坚韧、坚毅程度才是最终决定你是否能成功的要素。
So what is grit? Grit is the perseverance and passion to achieve long-term goals.
简单来说 ,grit 就是达成长远目标 long-term goals 的这种 perseverance, 坚持不懈 and passion 和热情。
Angela Duckworth, a researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, did this popular TED talk, and she suggests that gritis a strong predictor of success and ability to reach one's goals.
说到 grit 怎么火起来，就不得不提到 Angela Duckworth. 她是做了一个挺有名的 TED 演讲，有兴趣的你也可以去看一下，就是专门讲 grit. 她也把她自己的研究成果写成了这样一本关于 grit 的书。
Her research on grit has shown that, for example, West Point cadets who scored highest on the grit test,were 60% more likely to succeed than their peers.
西点军校里那些 grit test 里面得分高的学生在以后的生活训练学习里比其他人的成功概率要高出了 60%.
Ivy League undergraduate students who had more grit also had higher GPAs than their peers.
在 Ivy League 就是美国这些顶级藤校的大学生里面，如果更有 grit 的这些人，他们的整个绩点也会明显的高于他们的同学。
When comparing two people who are the same age but have different levels of education, grit, not intelligence, more accurately predicts which one will be better educated. Now this is very interesting because earlier studies of achievement often emphasized the notion that high-achieving people typically possess traits above and beyond that of normal ability.
在此之前，很多去研究这些成功人士的研究都会聚焦在他们异于常人的这些能力水平天赋等等上面。
But people like Duckworth, they emphasized that grit is a better predictor of achievement than intellectual talent because grit provides the stamina required to stay the course amid challenges and setbacks.
但是呢，近些年来像 Duckworth 做出的这样的研究就表明其实成功路上最最重要的品质就是这个 grit, 坚韧坚毅。因为只有这样才能在各种的挑战和挫折面前还能够继续走下去 stay the course. So now let's get more specific and talk about some of the characteristics relating to grit. Number one is courage. While courage is hard to measure, it is directly proportional to your level of grit. More specifically, your ability to manage fear of failure is imperative and a predictor of success.
跟 grit 相关的人格特质的其中之一是 courage, 勇气。这个勇气主要是去 manage fear of failure, 敢于应对失败的这种勇气。
Gritty people are not afraid to fail, but they rather embrace it as part of a process, because they understand there are valuable lessons in failure, in defeat.
一个有 grit 的人是不害怕失败的，因为他们可以从失败中汲取力量和经验。
This is also why that many experts are saying that we shouldn't coddle kids too much. When we raise kids, we should allow them to fail, and this is how they become grittier. The second trait is long-term goals and endurance, the ability to follow through.
是长远的规划和耐力。
In his 2007 best-selling book, Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell mentioned this famous 10,000-hour theory.
相信大家都听过什么一万个小时的理论吧。这个理论就是说
,even if you are very talented, if you want to become successful in anything, you need at least 20 hours a week over 10 years, which is the equivalent of 10,000 hours to excel.
提出 grit 的这位 Angela Duckworth, 她也提出过一个差不多的时长。
But then again, one of the distinctions between someone who succeeds and someone who's just spending a lot of time doing something is practice must have purpose.
那一万个小时究竟是浪费还是最后能让你成功，它中间的区别就是你的这些一万个小时的练习究竟有没有一个
long-term purpose, long-term goal.
一个长远的规划和目的，那为了这个目的，你可以有长久持续下去的耐力，这也是 grit 里面非常重要的一个组成部分。
And then we come to resilience.
Resilience 这个词我很喜欢，你会看到它被翻译成韧性或者复原力。
Because on your long journey to greatness, to success, you're going to fail. You're going to run into all sorts of problems and setbacks.So what gives you the strength to get up and fight again? This is where you need resilience. Resilience is a dynamic combination of optimism, creativity, and confidence.
其实韧性它是乐观、创造力和自信的一个有机结合。
Gritty people believe everything will be all right in the end. And if it is not all right, it is not the end.
这句话意思就是说，有 grit 的人他们会有足够的积极的心态，认为只要你坚持，最后一切都会变好的。而如果事情没有变好，就证明还没有到山穷水尽，还没有到最后。
And the last one is the idea of excellence versus perfection. In general, gritty people don't seek perfection, but instead strive for excellence.
有这种 grit 精神的人，他往往不是完美主义者，他要的是卓越而非完美。
Because perfection is unforgiving and inflexible. It actually becomes a hindrance on your way to success.
因为事实追求完美反而会成为你成功路上的绊脚石。
But excellence is an attitude, not an end game. It is far more forgiving, allowing, and embracing failure and vulnerability on the ongoing quest for improvement.
而追求卓越而非完美，让你可以接受偶尔的失败，可以接受中间的不确定和脆弱性，才能够让你不断地爬起来，继续往下走。
Like excellence, grit is an attitude about seeking, striving, finding, and never yielding.
其实反过去想想，为什么有那么多人喜欢贾玲的《热辣滚烫》那个贺岁片？她在那场比赛里并没有赢，但她展现的确实是这种 grit 的精神。
Now let's move on to the sample sentence.In her bestseller, she documented how grit predicts long-term success in nearly every realm of life. In her bestseller, she documented how grit predicts long-term success in nearly every realm of life.
你听懂了吗？
关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。
So do you think you have grit? Are you a gritty person?
期待你的分享，我们下期见。听了这么久酒馆的节目，你还不知道酒馆也有自己的铺子吧？酒馆铺子是酒馆旗下专业的零售分支。来微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，新人进店注册会员即可领取20元消费券，老会员拉新下单更有现金红包。加入酒馆铺子，成为酒馆分销员，下单返利，自购更省钱。来微信小程序酒馆铺子，进店咨询客服，与酒馆共筑美好生活。我们在酒馆等你。